So tonight's shiur is dedicated in memory, L'zecher Nishmas, Marat Shena Rachel Lea Bas Rabbi Yehuda Leib. Right? And Shama should have an Aliyah. And Isha HaChashuva, I should add. Correct? Okay. So we've been discussing the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph in Masechet Shavuos. A very interesting Shaka Vatarya, and we've already gone through the discussions about Isha and Edus, and then Eved Knani and Edus in general. That's what we spoke about last week, the question of what is an Eved Knani, why does he require a double act of Geirus in a way, double Tvila, the idea that maybe Avdus, I was suggesting, is an impediment to Kedushas Yisrael, and three different perspectives on Eved Knani. We also discussed the question of a kat of Edus. So now we're up to discussing the question of representation in legal representation, at least one aspect of it, in the halakha. So this comes up in the following way. When the Gemara says, again, the Mishnah says, Shuas Edus no heges banashim velo banashim, Birchokin v'lo b'krovim, miksherim v'lo b'psulim, eni noheges el b'ruyin l'hoyt. So the first requirement of Shuas Eidos is that we be dealing with a proper aid. Okay? And then the Gemara says, minani mili, how do we know this? And they'd want to derive it from the Pasuk, the Tanur Rabbanon, v'omdu shnehu anashim, and the Gemara says, be'edam akasav medaber. That Pasuk is talking about Edim, it says anashim, so therefore the conclusion is anashim v'lo nashim. Right. Then the Gemara says, maybe we need more evidence, and continuously the Gemara asks, like, what's the problem? Like, why do you need more evidence? So usually the Gemara says, well, because this Pasuk, v'omdu shnei anashim bedin, might be referring not also to Edim, but exclusively to the Balei Dinim, right? Because the Pasuk really says, Amdu shnei anashim asher lahem ariv lifnei Hashem. So since it says that, clearly it's talking about litigants, and the only question is whether or not we should be reading the Pasuk in two ways. Amdu shnei anashim, the Edim, asher lahem ariv lifnei Hashem, the Balei Dinim. Both of them are standing in the presence of the Dayanim, who are sitting, by the way, supposed to be sitting, and we'll get back to that as well. Okay. So the Gemara goes, through some steps in order to demonstrate that indeed Ba'am Dushnei Anashim also applies to Edim, not exclusively to Balei Dinim. And Agav, as it's doing that, it makes some very interesting points, some of which we've already spoken about. So one of them is the following. The Gemara says, Tanya Idach, Ba'am Dushnei Anashim Bedin, see where it says the Tosas She'im Ratzu Bezdin Lahoshiv? Everybody have that? On the left side? So right across, the line right across from that. The Gemara wasn't as, high-tech as our sheets, at least our sheets in the hands of, the competent, people, who bring them to us. So I can't tell you what, line number it is in the Gemara. I have to do, crude things like, it's across from the Tosas Divra Maschal She'im. So it is. What are we talking about? Edom or Balei Dinim? So the Gemara says, Omris, b'chi anashim b'ayim l'din, nashim ein bos l'din. Right? Do only men come to court, not women? Bim naf shechlo mar ne'er makan shnei, ne'er malahalan shnei, malahalan be'edim afkan be'edim. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ma'im nafshach lomar. Like, what is the, what made you so nervous, in nafshach lomar? So the Gemara says, v'chitema, maybe the reason that we emphasize men and not women, even though we're talking about Balei Dinim, is because isha lav urcha mishum kol kvuda bas melech pnima. That women typically will not come to court, even as litigants, because of the principle of kol kvuda Basmelech pnima, the inwardness or the extra element of tznius that is a result of the higher or special honorific status of Jewish women. Kol kvuda basmelech pnima. So the Gemara says, therefore, nemra kan shnei, nemra halon shnei, malal beidem afkan beidem. That's the Gemara. So the question is, if women don't come to court because of Kolkud Bas Melech Pnima, and maybe that's even what the Pasuk, the reason the Pasuk is emphasizing Ba'amdu Shnei Ha'anashim Bedin, so it raises a very interesting legal question. And that is, if they're not coming to court, how is their case being presented? Meaning they're forfeiting their cases because of Kolkud Bas Melech Pnima? That doesn't seem likely, right? And the Gemara here is not saying that they can't come to court. The Gemara is saying that the Torah uses, or Torah emphasizes, men because that's usually what's going to happen, because often they won't. So often they won't, and they'll lose the case. That doesn't seem, you know, fair or likely. Oh. So, the question then becomes, what's the alternative? So it would appear from this Gemara that somebody could be staying home and not showing up in court and have their case presented, right, b'shlichus, on their behalf. That's what it would appear. And that's what the Bali Tosis, without fuss or fanfare, without a vim tomar, without a v'yesh lomar, without a, you know, mehachi shaminan, Tosis just says the following. We already discussed the importance of this Tosis anyway. Tosis kol kvuda bas melech pnima, Tosis says, vim tomar, hashtanami da'iri be'edim. So now that we have concluded that we are talking about edim, minalei le'me'ute nashim. How do we know that we're excluding, right, nashim? Dilma, we're talking about edim, but hadanakat kroa anashim, mishum kol kvuda bas melech pnima. Maybe we're talking about edim, and not because women are psulos leidos, but because typically it would be the men who would come to court because of the principle of kol kvuda bas melech pnima. So Tosa says, v'yesh lomar, the gabe edim al korchok tzrichin lavo, the ein ed mi pied kosher, avladin, yichola limsor tanoseha biyad acher. Tosa says, listen, when it comes to baldin, there's an option. She can stay home, and she can have a representative, a toein, right, on her behalf. But when it comes to edim, there's no such option. Because hearsay, right, there's no shlichus le'edus, and hearsay is unacceptable. That's called ed mi pi ed. In typical, regular edus, I mean, it works in certain things. Ed echad b'misas habal works ed mi pi ed. Right, there are a few other things. But in where you require hardcore, regular edus, ed mi pi ed doesn't work. So if there's somebody who can testify, then they have to come to court. Otherwise, right, the testimony doesn't get heard. So basically, what emerges from Tosas, we talked about the other implications of this Tosas, is that it's clear that when a woman chooses not to come to court, that she can appoint a representative, right, to present her case. Is that universally accepted or not? Or maybe about Dabar, it says, V'amdu shnei anashim bedin, maybe there's no shlichus when it comes to a case. Right? There's a discussion, for example, whether, in Sugya Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Beis, whether Edim can be heard in the absence of the Bala Edinim. Right? Kabbalah Seidus. Ein mekablim edim shelo bifnei baldin. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Kama. And there's a debate among the Rishonim whether it's ma'akev or it's only lechatchila, right? But assuming it's ma'akev for a moment, can you have how can you have a representative of the baldavar? Right, what happened to him, Makabal Nein, Shalom, Pnei Baldin? Unless you just need whoever the stand-in, right, for the Baldin is. But the point is, it's not so obvious that a Baldin can basically appoint a lawyer or a representative. Is there any other way to read the Gemara? A. B. Is the Maskana of the Gemara that implies this accepted? Oh. So if you look at the Rishonim, they discuss this issue. Another question to ask, this is only allowed when there's some sort of a justification for it, some sort of urgency, like, for example, an antla, kol kvuda bas melech pnima, What about somebody who just doesn't want to come to court? He thinks a lawyer is his best shot. What about a Talmid Chacham? What about a Kohen Gadol? Yeah.
Is it optional or required, according to Tosfos, that a
woman... Optional.
So she could come if she wanted to.
Yeah. Because, again, remember what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says that maybe the Pasuk says, Om Dushnei Anoshim Bedin, refers to Bali Dinim. I, as for the question, you know, Vichi Anoshim Bali Ledin, Anoshim Lobos Ledin, the answer is, Kol Kavuda Bas Melech Pnim. Meaning, that would explain why we have this emphasis, because maybe that is preferred, or maybe that's an option, or maybe that's what happened most frequently. But in the end of the day, everybody agrees that she has the right to come to court. 100%. We'll see in a moment that it may be that only she, or somebody of that level, maybe Kohen Gadol, we'll see Talmid Chacham, has the right to appoint a shliach. But definitely she has a right to come to court, no question about that. Yeah.
In the litigation process, do the Dayanim have any reason to question the Bali Din?
Well, the Bali Dinim speak in the presence of the Dayanim. They hear them, 100%. In fact, that's what one of the next Gemaras here, is the idea that you shouldn't listen to one Bali Din, you know, without the other one being present.
Right.
And there shouldn't be any kind of hint of favoritism. What?
I'm going one step further.
Yeah.
Interrogation.
Well, I mean...
like you're interrogating the witnesses.
I don't know if it's exactly the same, but definitely, you know, it's clear from the Mishnah and Avos that they used to, you know, they used to ask questions.
So how would it just practically work?
Right, obviously, that may be a factor. So far we're trying to wonder, based on this Gemara, this Gemara seems to say, at least, that it's possible for women, because of Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima, not to be in court. It doesn't actually say that she could appoint a representative. There might be something, Tosus says that, exactly. And Tosus doesn't say that it's limited to women either. The Gemara's explanation may simply be that in the case of women it was more frequent or more advised. Right? What we're going to see in just a minute is a range of views of the Rishonim, some of which said that basically you can't have a lawyer, and that she doesn't have a lawyer either. And they'll have to explain this Gemara, we'll see how in a minute. Some of which will explain that, you know, maybe you can, but, you know, or those who explain that you can't will have to explain why. And one of the factors may be the question of accuracy, which I think is what you're getting to. Or it may be more of a formal requirement, like I was saying before, the need to be present. Meaning, instead of just looking at the Dayanim and the Edim as part of the system, maybe the Bali Dinim play, you know, a role in the system too. They're not just the Hechitimtzi of the Din Torah and the beneficiaries or the ones who are liable when it comes to the final Psak. Maybe they are part of the process in a more formal way, in which case maybe we need actually them. Right? So this is what we're going to look at. So all we know so far is that according to the Gemara, at this point in the Gemara, it's clear that there is a method for, based on Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnima, for women not to be in court and yet to have their case heard. What we don't know is it their representative, as we'll see in a moment, or is it the court representative? Maybe the court makes house calls, right? Maybe they come and they collect, not depositions, that implies... Well, deposition always... No, I guess... Right? A deposition is also Bali Dinim, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we paskin against Rebbeinu Tam, b'piyam v'lom piksavam, when it comes to Edim, can a shliach bezin go to somebody's house and hear his case? Is that what's happening here, or is it her shliach? Okay? That's one of the things that we want to look at. Is there a difference between Toveya and Nitva? Is there a difference between Kohen Gadol, Talmid Chacham, Isha, and Stama person? Right? These are the questions we want to look at. So I'm just going to show you a range of views, which are very interesting, I think. The first view to look at is the Rimigash. The Rimigash appears here in the Sugya, but I have it it's quoted very faithfully by the Ramban, so we don't do, you know, we have to stand on ceremony, I guess. This is on page 5. Okay? Starting from line 16. This is Kiddush Ramban. Listen to this. The Gemara says, V'chi teima kol kvuda bas melech pnima, kaso harav alevi. Harav alevi in Masechet Shavuos means Rabbi Yosef Halevi Ibn Migash, right? The Rebbe of the father of the Rambam, who the Rambam held in such great esteem. And we don't have his work on so many Masechtos, but whenever we do, the unmistakable impact of his views on the Rambam is an important story, including some of these topics. So the Rimigash, the Rav Halevi, says the Mehaka Shaminan, from this Gemara we learn the Nashim Mikaros, that women of great stature, the Islahudina, who have a court case, meaning who are Balidinim, Lo Mizalzalinan Bahu, Lemesi Lebezdin, they don't have to stoop, I guess, trivialize, their position by coming to court. Elam Shadrina Luhaide Shluche Bezdin. Notice the Rimigash didn't say what Tosa said. Not their Shliach, but a Shliach Bezdin. Udibisud Ravuna. The Gemara later on has a case. Gemara, we read it already earlier in the year because we sometimes do things out of order. So the Gemara tells a story about Debisu de Ravuna, the wife of Ravuna, who the Dayanim wanted to treat her with great deference because she was the wife of Ravuna, right? Eshes Chaver Kechaver. So the question is, should they stand for her? Gemara tells a story about how he. Might as well look at the story for a minute. That Flamino with base. It's too good a story not to tell. Here. The Gemara tells the story. Towards the top here. The Gemara says, Debisu de Ravuna. Okay, this is 11 lines down from the top of the page. The Bisud Ravuna, the wife of Ravuna, Havale Dina Kamed Rav Nachman. She had a din Torah in the presence. She was a litigant, right? She had a dispute with someone, and they went to the court of Rav Nachman. Amar, so Rav Nachman said, I'm in a quandary. Right? Hey Chanavid, what should I do? I Eikum Mikama. If the Dayanim is supposed to be sitting, all things being equal, and the Edom and the Balidinim are supposed to be standing. So Rav Nachman, the Dayan, said, listen, if I stand up to honor her, right, Mistatman Tanase de Baldina, I'm worried that her co-litigant, her opponent, in other words, is going to feel intimidated or inhibited. He'll say, oh, she's getting special treatment, right? Lo ekum bekama. Right, if I just treat her like any other baldin, right, and let her stand and I sit, eishes chaverei kechaver. Right, I mean that I'm violating, the kavod that she deserves in this case as an eishes chaver. So the Gemara says, Amar leil shamei, he told his servant, his attendant, whatever it was, tzei ve'efrach alai bar avza, take a goose. As I say, it's too good a story, not to mention. And, flap around its, let it loose or whatever. The shadi ilvoi, the ekum. Then, because of the, the flutter or, of the goose's presence, so he'll stand up, right? And people will realize that he's standing up because she's in Eishes Chaver. So he'll be able to satisfy the kavod that she is due without intimidating the other baldava.
Okay.
What's that?
He could have gotten up for the other baldava.
Right, so some of the Rishonim asked this question, Balitos and others, why didn't he just tell them both to stand? Right? Or why didn't, yeah, okay. But, so we'll get to that. When we get to that, when we talk about sitting and standing, which will be probably the next topic that we do, we'll get back to it, but it's an interesting story, right? But what bothers the Ramban or the Rimigash and so on is, why does she have to come to court at all? right? We just said that Nashim Yikaros, she was even more than, in addition to her in her own right, right, she was also, Mrs. Ravuna. She was an Eishes Chaver, right? So that's what they're addressing. Udibisud Ravuna, Laratsta, Sheimanu Lashliach. Exactly your question. She didn't have to. This is an option. This is a way of, an extra way of honoring Nashim Yikaros. But if she thinks that she, can present her case better, or she just wants to look the other guy in the eye, or whatever it is, she's curious, so, she has a killer instinct, whatever it is, whatever reason she wants to be in court, she has a right to be in court. Right? Vila Ratzta Rishus Biyada. Anyways, so what comes out is that the Rimigash understood the Gemara in a very minimalist way. Although you can understand it even more minimally, not the Gemara, but to walk away from the Gemara, the way the Rimigash understands it is that this was what's possible is a Shliach Bezdin, representing the court, making a house call, relieving her of the necessity to show up in court. Just one more second. The Amar, the Rimigash said, Shekein Hayadon Rabbo Rabbeinu Yitzchak. That this was also the Psalm. You see, from this the way they're talking about it, that this is a very practical issue, in their time. Meaning people are discussing what the proper Psalm is. So this issue came up, and this was the Psalm of the Rif. Okay? So, the Ramban says, and I'll take the question, let me finish this point, I'll take the question. The Ein Zu Raya L'Dinzeh, wow. Maybe it isn't true. Maybe really every baldavar needs to show up in court. You're not even allowed to have a shliach bezdin, never mind a personal shliach, right? Even the objective shliach bezdin cannot collect a deposition from any of the parties. What do you do with the Gemara? Well, the answer to that part is certainly against the Gemara. But maybe this Gemara was a Havamina. The Gemara was saying, you can read it a different way. You can read it a different way if you came to the conclusion that on some level you can have a Baldavar sitting home. But Lamaskana, when we decided that the Pasuk is not talking about Bali Dvarim, but that part of the Pasuk is talking about Edim, so there's no longer any pressure to come to this conclusion. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe the Bali Dinim need to be in court. Even a Shliach Bezdin, even for an Isha, Kokuna Masmel Prima, doesn't work. Wow. Okay? That's not the Psak of the Rimigash and the Rif. The Rimigash and the Rif said Shliach Bezdin does work. But the Ramban was saying you could go further and say that nothing works. Yeah.
Is the Rif quoted elsewhere or just here?
It's quoted by a lot of Rishonim. There's a Tshuva of the Rif also that seems to say that. Not as explicit, but yeah.
That
also true of the Rambam. Yeah. Oh, one second. But the Dilma Hachi, we'll get to Kohen Gadol in just a minute because that's Yerushalmi. But the Dilma Hachi Kama, Ein Derech Nashim Lavo LeBezdin, Shim Dlav Kvodan, Kidiksiv, Kol Kvudavas Melech Pnima. Ela, Shekvar Hora Harav, the Kabbalah, the Kibla rather may Rabbo, Lefi Ma Sheheid Harav. Says this is what you could have said. I mean, from the objective evidence itself, we could say that the maskana, we don't accept this. But he said the Kabbalah that we have and the psak that we have is that Nashim Yikaros, right, can stay home and receive a house call from the Shliach Bezdin. Okay. They have two views already. Then the Ramban goes further and he says, V'chazina plukta beidaini. He says, in fact, this is a huge argument among the poskim. Ikamanda Amar, there are some who say, Iboy Inish de Lomaisi Ladina, if a man doesn't want to come to court, now we're not talking about women anymore, right? Let's say a man doesn't want to come to court, right? Mutzi, he doesn't want to waste the time, whatever, he's squeamish. It could be other reasons, maybe he thinks his representative will do a better job for him. So if he doesn't want to come to court, Matzi ihu gufe limnuye shliach be'edim Limitan b'shvilo b'bezer. Why he needs Beidim, I'm not sure. But this is already different than what we've been talking about. Till now, we've been talking about whether or not a shliach bezdin, right, can take a deposition from an isha yakara. Now, and even that, we were saying maybe lemaskana, that's not the case. By the way, the Meiri, lahalacha, says that the Gemara is nidche lemaskana, and that none of this can happen. Okay, that's an extreme. Now we're looking at the opposite extreme. Even without the factor, or a factor like kol kvuda bas melech pnima, in other words, counter pressure, if somebody just prefers to have a lawyer, right, and not a shliach bezin, not a deposition, a lawyer, then he can do that. The Islay Raya, Midarminim Yerushalmi, they used to bring a proof from the Yerushalmi, Besechat Sanhedrin, Gabi Kohen Gadol, Tznan, says about Kohen Gadol, Donino So, Kohen Gadol can be a litigant, right, he can be on trial, Vakshinan, Hasam, so in the Yerushalmi they ask, Biamana Antlar, right, let him appoint an Antlar. Is Adam here? Not here. Okay. So Adam, last week, I think I kept it in the Gemara, at least I hope I did. He looked up the, this is the Antlar that we're talking about. I hope I have it here. One second. He printed out, oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay, so it's his courtesy of him. So Antlar, the etymology of Antlar. One second. Okay, in Greek, right, Antlar reads as Antlar, okay, A-N-T-E-L-L-A-R, a composite of Greek enjoin command, invest with legal powers, okay, with the Latin suffix arias, belonging to, meaning invested with. Okay, there's nothing more to say. He's a lawyer. but a lawyer who has a certain amount of, delegated responsibility, but he has a certain amount of authorization. We'll see in a moment that the Rishonim, a lot of them speak about it as a morsha, which is stronger than the shliach. Anyways, chazina plutta beidaini, kamanda amar ibay inish tilamesi dini batzi yugufe limenuye shliach made of a lawyer, limitan bishulu bebezin, the Islay Rai, Minamina Birushami, Sanhedrin, Gabi Kohen Gadol, Donino, Savakshina, Bimana Antler. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to come to court? Let him get a good lawyer. Right? Haga'atzmacha, right? Shenizchayiv Shvua. The Rishami says, oh, we're talking about a case where there's a Chiv Shvua in the Din Torah. And the lawyer cannot take the Shvua. The Antler, Nijma? Alma matzei l'shav yashliach. We see from here that obviously taking a shvuah is a highly personal matter that requires the baldavar himself. But absent that, it sounds like making the case, right, an antler or a lawyer would be fine. Rav Nosson Bal Ha'aruch, right, the author of the Aruch from Italy, an important early figure in Ashkenaz, kak kasav ve'hosha minan, the Yachal HaNitva, even a Nitva, they mean. Nitva is the defendant. Not only can the person who is claiming appoint a lawyer, but even the Nitva, right, even the defendant, can Limnuye Antler, the Chin Kosar Benu Chananel, right, the Ika the Polig the Amar, those who disagreed, Eino Rashoi, that he's not allowed to appoint an Antler. I mean, lawyers are illegal. Wow. That's the thought of it, right? Why? Shalot he Sanhedrin shomas mitpia. Now, this is fascinating. Mitpia turgaman taino shel sheker.
So, lawyer.
What? Okay. I happen to be a big fan of lawyers. I just want that on the record. Some of my favorite people are lawyers. Some of my favorite family members are lawyers. So, But it's an interesting discussion. So, but does the Ramban here mean two things or one thing? Meaning, is that why Shalote Sanhedrin Shamasim Piyad Turkaman? Because we're worried about Taina Shel Shekar? Or is Ramban saying two things? Shalote Sanhedrin Shamasim Piyad Turkaman? Because we want to hear directly from the Baldin. Right? Justice is served better, or maybe it's a Dover Shebegufo. Right? And Taina Shel Shekar. Hard to know. It sounds like what the Ramban is saying is that there's just a pragmatic obstacle here. And that is that the problem of the Piyad Turkaman is a problem of accuracy. Meaning, you know, you're the Valdover, you really know. So anything that he's going to do, right, is a more imprecise, you know, how's he going to respond to new claims and so on and so forth. So for the sake of maximizing accuracy, right, we insist on the Bali Dvarim themselves. Bahasam, I would do with Yerushalmi. Didn't Yerushalmi say that a Kohen Gadol could appoint an antler if not for the fact that the particular case was one that was a shua? So this is where it gets interesting. V'hasa mishum yakra de kohen gadol. Meaning, only when there's counter-pressure. When there's counter-pressure because of the kavod of kohen gadol, then you can be maman and antler, but not a regular person. V'shalola v'azoso de ksivik yidashto. V'chein kosav rabbeinu agadol b'tshuvaso. That's what the Rif writes in a tshuva. She'ein nitva rashoi lemanos Shliach, that a nitva, we'll see why in a minute, might be different. The nitva, why you are worried about the, if it's about emes and sheker, why do you care more about the nitva than the toveya? What?
One would have to swear.
No. Either way, the antler can never swear. That's what Yerushalmi says clearly, in that it would be shocking that the lawyer could take the oath. Yeah. Right? A lawyer can make the argument.
The toveya doesn't have to swear.
Well, that's not true. I mean, sometimes we also have Nishma Benotel.
Well, the lawyer did not testify.
Say that again?
No. That's why lawyers are not sworn in a courtroom.
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly. I see. I hear what you're saying. But typically, a defendant is not sworn in either unless he becomes a witness, which in halakha he can't be anyway. Right, who's sworn in? Only a witness.
People are sworn in.
Do you swear by the truth, the only truth? When? So I watched my Perry Mason when I was. You know, I put it in my ears. What's that? Only who's sworn in a court of law?
People who are testifying as to witnesses.
Yeah, witnesses. Witnesses, but not the Baldavar who's making a case. Only if he's a witness. Right, in halacha, but in the halachic system, the Baldavar cannot be a witness because he's a Baldavar. Right? He's only a Baldavar. The halacha is a very clear demarcation of roles. Ein eid nasa dayan. Right? For whatever reason, it's not for now. Ein eid nasa dayan, and a Baldavar is mufka from din and from eidos. Right? Okay. She'ena nitva rashoy, I said that. And the Hanukkah thing almost came down. V'chein nimsa v'tshuva l'rabbeinu sadjagon. Okay. V'chein nashim afilu yakaros v'dinze. Right? Meaning, the women, they could stay away from court. But what the Rishonim here are suggesting is that there are three levels. There's Kohen Gadol, who's going to be Mamana and Antlar. So far, in this view. I mean, the Ramban. This Kohen Gadol can be Maman and Antler, because there you have the Kidashto. Sounds like a Kohen Hedjod cannot, right? Then your next level is Nashim, right? Because of Kol Kuda Bas Melech Pnima, they don't have to come to court, but they cannot appoint a representative, according to this view. Right? What they can do is have the court.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. So the and now you'll have to move the shir next week to get to YU. All right. So they have the court coming to them, right? Vilovita lahem rabenu. El shager shluchei bezdin kegon sofrei hadayanim bilita mipiem. But they didn't allow what they allowed for Kohen Gadol. They only allowed the house call of the sofer adayanim, of the sofer of the bezdin, right? And they would check. Avalim sar tainos lachei rimlo. V'chein nir b'tamud chacham, shetorosu umnaso. This is a chiddush of the Ramban, right? V'zila b'milsa l'mezel kami dayana, la'ar b'hadi ama'aretz. Let's say you have a tamud chacham. Let's say he's of greater stature than this dayan. Right? So for him to appear in front of this dayan is a piece of sakavot. Something we had in the Gemara also. We read that Gemara again. It's a Gemara later on. So the halach is Shoin Bezdin, L'shagel Dvarim, Ha'idei Shluchei Bezdin, the Kavadat Torah Adif. Avakoin Gadol, Afil Zegnai Lo, L'fikach Memana Antlar. V'b'divar Rav Al Bargaloni, Siyu Olamashik Osavnu. So what emerges from here is very fascinating. Different deos. Right? A range of views. There is the Me'iri, and a day in the Ramban regarding the sugya, which is that even Nashim Yakaros, right, have to show up in court. That's one extreme. Then you have the opposite extreme, the view that says that anybody can appoint a lawyer, right? And the lawyer cannot be nishba on behalf, obviously, of the baldavar, but the tainos can be made on behalf of the baldavar by a lawyer. In any case, doesn't matter what the case. It just might have been more frequent, you know, in the case where there's kavod, like a Talmud Chacham or a Kohen Gadol or an Isha, right? But that's not a legal statement. That's more a sociological one, like who availed themselves of the representative. That's the other extreme. That's 1 second. And then, in between, I'm sorry? Yeah. Well, Tosis is saying, yeah, anybody, right? It doesn't sound like Tosis is limiting it to each. Correct. Then we have the middle position, which is that a Kohen Gadol can appoint an antler, but anybody else cannot, because mipia maturgaman and the problem of accuracy. However, Talmud Chacham and Nashim, right, because of the extra element of kavod. Right, quote Talmud Chacham and quote Kvudu Bas Melech Pnima, those are equal in this respect, and that allows for a home visit by the court representative, right? So they don't have to be in court, but they can't have an independent lawyer either. The Tshuva HaRashba, just let me mention this, and a Tshuva the Ritva actually put the women with the Kohen Gadol. They suggest that, I don't know about Talmud Chacham, they don't mention Talmud Chacham. They say that the din of Kol Kvudo Bas Melech Pnima has the equivalent status of Vikidash, for this halacha, Vikidashto of the Kohen Gadol, and both Isha and Kohen Gadol are the only ones who have the right to be Memane, an antler. But we'll see in a moment that the Ritva sees this whole issue not in terms of precision, but again, the formality and the, you know, the legal roles of Balei Dvarim and their need to be in court. It was a question, a few questions first. So you had a question a while ago. Yeah.
So when the Rimi God talks about Nashim Yakaros, what exactly are Nashim Yakaros?
Well, I think it means the ones who avail themselves of this option.
So anyone who has hopefully left out.
I think so, again, but or maybe he means that the practice was only, not every woman, but the women, I guess, who had a greater profile, you know.
And in that case, the other women.
But if it's based on the sugya, which means that it's connected to Kol Kavudo Bas Melech, then it's, in theory, the right of any woman, is all I'm trying to say, because that's a din across the board. It could be that the practice was reserved, you know, for ones who were more. Makpid or makpidot on their kavod, and maybe for good reason. Yeah.
Does this apply to civil court only, or criminal court as well as civil court, particularly related to Aiden, and when Aiden were allowed to come in criminal court?
I mean, it applies in all cases of civil law, including criminal law. Criminal law, there are no, it's hard to say, because there are no baledinim.
No, but there are edim.
There are edim. And usually in criminal cases, the nidon, I mean, there's no bali din, there's a nidon. That's a good question. I'm only aware of the discussion where there's a tavan and itva, and where it's a monetary rights issue. I'm guessing that, you know, any criminal case, because the nidon has like a different status, he is, let me highlight it the following way. Later on we're going to discuss the question of, you know, who has to stand and sit and so on. So some Rishonim would suggest that it seems like from the Gemara that Edom have to stand at the time of the Edom have to stand all the time, and as a result, the comparable, let's say, application for Balei Dinim is Shas Gemar Din. That's what the Gemara says. If you look on the top of the page here, on Lamed Omer Beis, the Gemara says, Machlokas b'bali dinim avol edim divrei hakol, the end, last word of the first line, Machlokas b'bali dinim avol edim divrei hakol b'amida, d'siv om d'shne noshim. Omer Rav Huna, Machlokas b'shas maso matan, b'shas gemar din divrei hakol, dayonim b'shiva b'bali dinim b'amida. Okay? So the Gemara says, because b'bali dinim b'shas gemar din are comparable to edim. Why am I telling you this? So, there's some stiras from other Gemaras, especially a famous Gemara about Yanai HaMelech, Gemara in Sanhedrin. So one view of the Bali Tosas is this idea that Bali Dinim have to stand only at the time of the Gemara Din is only in Dinim Mominus, but not in Dinim Nefashos. Dinim Nefashos, they have to stand the whole time, or at least also during the Kabbalah Seidus. What difference does it make whether we're dealing with Dinim Mominus or Dinim Nefashos? You know, whether or not the Bali Dinim stand only in the Gemar Din or the other parts. So I think that the answer is very connected to your question, and that is, and this is something we talked about a lot a couple of years ago when we learned Sanhedrin, I mentioned this Yisod in the name of the Rav, which is that when it comes to Dinim Mominus, right, there's no Nidon, there's no defendant, there are litigants, and they're rivals, and it's like a competition, right? And all that's at stake in the end of the day is money. Okay, although, you know, people have rights over their money, so it's not a small thing. Prutas kameya, the amount of money is irrelevant. Ownership is something that people have rights to, and we take that very seriously. And, you know, the pachim ketanim of, you know, Yaakov Avinu. But at the end of the day, it's still only money. And it's a rivalry, a competition. So it's logical to think that a lot of the Din Torah and Dinei Mominus is basically an abstract discussion and decision that is applied in a practical way. And what you might say is that the only time that we're kind of out of the Beis Medrash, and I don't mean this literally, I mean all taking place in a Beis Din, but the point is that there's the determination is to gather the facts, right, and then to analyze the law, and then to apply the law to the facts. And the point is that a lot of that is very abstract. It's very theoretical. And the part that is pragmatic, that is specific, right, where the actual Bali Dinim themselves are relevant, is the Gemar Din. Right? But in Dinim Nefashos, you know, because the stakes are so much different, and there aren't two people, it's not a rivalry or competition, it's an analysis. Of course, it's also an analysis about the facts and the application to the principles, and therefore the conclusion of the law. But more than that, predominantly, the Din Torah is about the status of this nido, of this defendant. And that changes everything. What that might mean is that all of the various stages, both for the reason that the stakes are higher, but even more so, that it's a totally different focus and emphasis, are on the nido. And it's his Din Torah. So, I think because of that, that is certainly true in the distinction between Dinei Mominus and Dinei Nefashos. There can be Dinei Mominus cases, right, that are criminal cases like a Goslin and Chovel, Where do they stand? They kind of stand somewhere, you know, in between. So I think that what I'm trying to emphasize is that certainly Dina Nefashos, the Nidon, isn't just the Hechatimtzi. It's not the reason we're in court. He's not just the person who we're applying the Psak Din to. He is concretely part of the Din Torah. And I think that there's a lot of evidence that to some extent that is true in criminal cases as opposed to civil cases as well. And that might be more of a reason to think that even if there is a lawyer for civil law, there may not be a lawyer for criminal law. Even on the Dini Mamonis part of it, might share that part in common with Dini Nefashos. Yeah?
Yeah, I was just thinking about her going to court is a violation of Gok Furubas Gok Benima, then bringing the whole court to her living room.
No. Shliach Bezdin. A Shliach Bezdin. No.
One person.
No.
Just one person.
One guy. And either way, it's not a Bezdin. What is the undignified part? I mean, it's just go being in court. You know, they have the media. They're there. You know, when you get in, when you go out,
it's. They don't make a house call.
No, they don't make a house call. Shliach Bezdin. So it's smaller, it's quieter, it's her own home. There's no media, Yeah.
But doesn't the Baal Din have to express his kindness in front of the other Baal Din? So
he. In other words, the question is him, or maybe his representative can do that. No, they have to. The tainos of each side need to be formulated in the presence of the other.
I understand.
But does that mean Baal Din beguf? Begufo, or does that mean a shliach? Whoever shliach that he, if I have a good lawyer, so my lawyer in front of your lawyer.
But then you really don't hear from the Baal Din. One Baal Din really doesn't hear from the other Baal Din.
Right. So, by the way, one of the reasons that there might be a distinction, according to some of the poskim are very bothered. Like, why should we distinguish between Tavei and Nitva? I'll get back to that in just a second. But especially if it's a sheker issue, right? So some of them say. Because part of the reason that we're unhappy with lawyers is not so much that we're unhappy with lawyers, but we want the Balei Dinim themselves to be there because of the factor of Einu Nemeis Panu Bifnei Balchom. Meaning that he did me a favor or he knows the truth. I want him to be looking me in the eye, when he claims otherwise. So they think that is more of a problem for the Nitva than it is for the Toveya. That's part of the explanation. But those who think that you can have a lawyer for anybody or anything think that that's okay, as long as each side is represented willingly by, the real litigants. But you do lose on the under the Meis Panav part, 100%. Well, we'll see. You know, the Rajma makes that point. Yeah.
I don't understand how anyone other in circumstances, let's say I take it because of the bailment from you. And you accuse me not of Shia, but of Nebuchadnezzar, I lost the bailment. And the whole point of law was I show a chinam, I show a safa. Who better than the two Baalei Din can talk about that point? How was this agreement formulated?
I really don't understand. It's like the lawyers who don't understand how we could ever rely on lawyers.
I don't understand. But here's the point, we were looking for the. For the essence of the agreement, the lawyers don't know what that is.
No, but they can represent what each side claims it is.
Yeah,
each lawyer is meeting with his client.
The lawyers can't
is being briefed.
You can't cross-examine the lawyer. So how far can you go with it?
I understand. I mean,
he's got the MSH.
That's one of the reasons that that's this one group is saying. That, Ein Shomim Mipiyam Turgaman, Mishum Sheker. That's the argument. The other side of the argument is, they can always go back and consult and get the answers, but if each side has the right to be represented. Yeah?
The judge based part of his decision on the reaction of the litigants to testimony?
Well, I mean, that sounds very dramatic. I guess Din Maruma. Things that maybe, you could sometimes smell that there's something wrong. But typically, you know, we're looking for the facts and for the case. And the question isn't so much to do. Usually, most Dinei Torah. I mean, I don't know in Batei Dinim now or whatever. But in what should be, it's not about determining. You know, the assumption is it's a legal discussion. Part of the legal discussion could be factual. He says this and he says that. But usually we take each Baal Davar's description of events as representing his side of the case. So all things being equal, I mean, there are subtle nuances like like we just said. But that aside, mostly it's in the presentation. It's what people claim happened. You know, so if it's Reuven said this, Shimon said that, you know, in theory, the accuracy of what Reuven claims and what Shimon claims can be conveyed, you know, by their skilled professional representatives, right? So it's not about catching somebody, you know, it's not about giving somebody a lie detector test. No, that wouldn't work b'shlichus, clearly. And it's not about necessarily observing, you know, whether or not he seems nervous or telling the truth. I mean, again, in Maruma, now and then. It's more about, you know, the presentation of each side, whether it's direct or indirect, you know, is one that creates an issue in the law or a factual discrepancy, but the law has, you know, methods of deciding, you know, when there are factual discrepancies because there are laws of belief. And, you know, mostly that is presented by each side in an accurate way. Right? Yeah.
You brought up the distinction between a Toveya and a Nidba.
Yeah. I mean, somebody showed him that.
The psychology of Enonimei's father.
Yeah, some of them say that.
Okay, so there's sort of a psychology there. So why can't you say the same, well, not to that extent, but there could be a psychological reason why a Toveya would lie in front of someone who knows he's lying, in a sense, you know?
Right, well, they're just thinking, the assumption is that the Nidba has a greater... Yeah, you have to look at the poskim in the Shulchan
Aruch. You don't lie in front of someone who did a favor for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Granted, right. But you also don't lie, you know, a representative would be...
Right, so some, for example, some of the poskim, if you look at like the Bach and the Prisha, they discuss all this. So some of them say, granted, maybe it's a little more, but there's still a... which is what you're saying. Right. So the question is, where do you draw the line? And remember, we're talking about... See, the counter pressure is... Number one, people who feel queasy about going to court. But in the end of the day, the bigger counter pressure is it's my Din Torah, right? I'm Reuven and Shimon. That is, you know, it's about Dinei Mamonos, about their rights. So why wouldn't you want to give them? On the one hand, wouldn't you want to give them as much latitude as possible to present their case, you know, according to their own, you know. Interest and desire?
Well, I don't know if you can discuss this also. You mentioned, like, you use terms lawyer and representative.
Yeah.
A representative is sort of like someone who's a tape recorder of the Nikon, the towing.
Well, it doesn't mean a tape recorder, I mean.
But because a classic lawyer, yeah, tends to not always goes for the truth, the MS.
Right. So, for example, a lot of the post-com, right, but halakhically, I mean, a lot of post-com here say, but the who do justify Antler say, but of course he has to tell the truth as it's been told to him. He can't veer from what he was told. And if there's some question, there's a mechanism which we alluded to in the Ramban already that you could go back to the Baal Davar to check when the Antler said this and that and that. Did you really say that? And that would kind of be, you don't have to do that each time, but there could be a couple of, you know, tests along the way just to, like, is this person really representing your interests, you know, properly? But the truth is, in American law, too, I mean, again, this is not my field, obviously, but in any secular legal system, there is a question, of what the red line of ethics is, right? So, again, everybody has right to representation, we know that. But, you know, in terms of presenting things, you know, what is the relationship between how you present and what you hear from your client? I know there's a whole literature about that. And if you know, you know, whatever your client tells you, but, you know, there are still appropriate and inappropriate ways to present the case, right? I mean, there are ethical violations for a lawyer. A lawyer is an officer of the court, which means that he has, you know, certain obligation to the system. So that is true for any member of Klal Yisrael, of course, as well. Maybe more so, but yeah. Boy, this is, I guess everybody's into this, yeah. I haven't even said much yet. I haven't gotten to the best lines of all, the Ritva. But yeah, go ahead.
I just wonder whether Sheker is too harsh a statement, and maybe what the really meaning is that there's a certain amount of indecision or uncertainty. Simply lack of knowledge.
Inaccuracy.
Inaccuracy. And I think...
well, I've been using inaccuracy mostly.
Right, well, what I always imagined was a one-shot deal. And I think there's really, presented, and there's a real dynamic here. If there's uncertainty of what exactly the Amtor knows or doesn't know, you just go back and forth.
Well, some of the Shonim have that mechanism. They do.
It could take a long time.
Right.
That would be saved, a lot of time would be saved for the litigants to appear.
Right, on the other side of it, again, if the discomfort, and in some cases, not everybody's articulate or just, you know, able to make an argument, and a professional advocate, you know, sometimes can be effective. So I think that there's a trade off. Yeah. I'll just tell you what my impression is. To me, the chiddush in all of this are those who impose the limitations. And as I would have thought, default in dini mamonis, not even criminal cases, let's say civil cases, that the default that you would expect would be, if Reuven and Shimon want to go this route, matov, and maybe you need a shliach be'edim, or maybe you don't, or a mursha. We'll get to that in a second. But at the end of the day, it's dini mamonis, hefker bezin hefker. They can drop their complaints completely if they want. So if each one wants to take his chance and present it in the most proper way, then why wouldn't you be able to do so? I mean, I would have thought that the laissez-faire or the more flexible posture would be the default one. And it might be. To me, the chidushim are, we want to take steps to maximize accuracy. Or the bali dvarim, you know, are part of the system, and therefore their physical presence is necessary because Bezin is so specific. To me, those are much bigger kiddusha. Or to say, you know, an antler, you need, Yakra de Kohen Gadol. Or second view, Kol Kudabas Melapnim. You know, the one under that, they can make a house call, you know, for a deposition. Those are, to me, much bigger kiddusha, but there are a lot of Rishonim Hall that way. To me, it's like very inspiring in terms of the objective standards that are required. And again, nothing against the lawyers. Let's assume for a moment that they're only honorable and helpful, right? Which I think in these contexts where... What's that? I'm missing all these jokes, but it's probably just as well. Okay. So look at a different... You'll see a more extensive... do we take everybody's question? Are we good? For the moment? Okay. So the Ritva has a slightly different take on all this. He has a different conclusion and a different take. He's the formalizer of these dinim. Look at this. Dechitema Ishalab, this is starting from 32. On page 5. Dechitema Ishalab Orcha, Mishun Kol Kudavas Ma'apni. Mikan Donar, same beginning. Mikan Donar Rav Ibn Migash, right? The Noshim Mikaros, the Tavalu Ladina, right? Noshim Mikaros that are called to court. Lomazal Zalina Bahu, they don't have to stoop to being present. Lemesa Lebedina, and Lemeshadrin and Shluche Bezdin. We send to them, right? We send to them, to their house, in other words, to collect the deposition, so they don't have to come to court. Ayu de Bisadravuna, Tasol Lebedina, Lorotzta Sheimana Loshliach. She had the right, but she chose, she elected, right? Free choice. She wanted to do it. Because of Shekeno Idan, Rabbo Rabbeinu Alfasi, that's what the Rif said, the Einlam Raya Mikan, the Talmuda, from this Gemara, right, that Isha Lav, this Gemara really says that Isha Lav, Urcha Ka'amar, Sha'olam, Noah Gimbahem, Kavod Bekach, Avo Miemar Shim Lo Ratza, Hatoveya, Lo Nakufo Solavo. This is a little bit different than the Ramban. The Ramban said, maybe this isn't the Maskana of the Gemara, The Ritva says something really quite interesting, and that is maybe a new factor that we hadn't considered till now is what is the response of the other party? Do we care? I mean, maybe the Gemara is talking about what usually happens because usually the Toveya or the other guy is amenable. He doesn't mind if the woman stays home because of Kokvud Bas Melech Pnima. But let's say he says, I insist that she be in court, right? Maybe even overriding Kokvud Bas Melech Pnima. Not just because we don't paskin like the Gemara. Right? We do paskin like the Gemara, but that's all the Gemara is saying. So that's all the Ritva's first point. The Ritva's first point was that maybe we can differentiate between when the Toveya, right, is insistent. He says, I want my day in court. I want the Nitva in court. Almost like a, as we'll soon see, others say, like the principle of La Bal Dvarim Didiyat. Like the halacha is, we'll get to this in the coming weeks, there's an institution in the halacha called, we're going to see anyway, that these are called Harsha or Mursha for partly these reasons. What is a Mursha officially? As opposed to Shliach? The answer is a Mursha is typically, the classic Mursha, is somebody you sent to collect a debt. Right? A disputed debt, a real debt, whatever it is, or an acknowledged debt. A owes money to B. We'll say, so B sends his agent to collect it. Right? So the Gemara seems to say, in Bava Kamma, that if it's a regular shliach, then B can say to the shliach of A, La bal dvarim didiya. I don't want to deal with you. I refuse to deal with you. I'm only going to deal with the Baldavar himself. But if it's a Mursha, which means you authorize him, you give him a right of collection, there's a kinyan here, he might even be able to have certain rights to keep part of the, collection. If you, establish him as a Mursha, so then the guy can't say La Baldavar Nidia, because he's kind of a Baldavar, in a way. Okay. So in a way, what we're saying is that what the Ritva was saying was maybe a factor in whether you can or cannot appoint a lawyer is whether the other guy says I don't want to deal with you. But if he's willing, then the court might be willing, right? But you can't force it. That's a big chiddush. Okay, let's continue. But Ode Nira, wow, I did a bad job. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Ode Nira Lorem, I did a bad job because I should have also quoted taken the Ritva in Makos. Okay. The Ode Nira Lorem, the Rabbo, this is a Re'ivim Migash, but this is this part of the Yosef Ivim Migash, the Rabbo, She'ein Maman and Altlar Lenitva, right? Ela Hu Atzmo Balabezdin. The view that a nitva, the defendant, has to come to court. Elim Kane, who chola, unless he's ill. Oh, Isha Yakara, Sheshochalem Shluchei Bezdin, right, where you send the court representative to the house. Abel Antler Lo, the Tam Devrayim, the Dafka Tobeya, who Sheyacholim Manos Mursha, Mishim de Omerle, Zildon Uzchi, the Havelek Tobeya Atzmo, Ubaldavarhu. Aval benitva de like the memar hachi tzorich lava lebezdin o sheish mushlucheim tanoseim lekay mashen ember ba'amdushne nashem atchelam ariv v'hashem. This is fascinating. The Ritva is suggesting that maybe the reason that a nitva cannot appoint a lawyer or a mursha for that matter lawyer is because the difference between tovei and nitva we said before is maybe. And in the maze upon of Nebal Chovo, right? Things of that sort. And there are other suggestions, by the way, in some of the poskim. They say, well, the Toveya, he knows the case because he's in charge, right? He's prosecuting. He's making the claim, right? The Nitva has to respond to the claim, right? He doesn't have all the information. He has to think on his feet. So maybe that's a reason why the Toveya can prepare his antler. The Nitva's antler is kind of going in blind. That's another explanation. But the Ritva's suggestion is sensational. Ritva says, no. A toveya is a bailim to make a shliach or a mursha. Because he can delegate, he can authorize, he can say, you know what? Basically, he can give him the power. What he's really doing is making him a classic mursha. He's saying, you have the power to collect. Maybe when you collect, you then give it to me. But I'm deputizing you, I'm delegating you, I'm authorizing you as a baldavar in this case. But a nitva, who's passive, right, he's not collecting, he's maybe paying, he's the defense. Maybe there's no shlichus. Mashal ma'adavar dome. There are some distinctions. Well, let me say it in a broader way first. Mashal ma'adavar dome. There are things which are not subject to shlichus. Ein shlich l'dvar aveira, ein shliach l'dvar mitzvah, certain types of mitzvos. You can't have a shliach put tefillin on for you, as we know. Right? What we sometimes call davar shebegufo. So Rab Chaim used to explain, this is mipi ha-shmua, that the problem of shlichus l'dvar aveira and the problem of shlichus l'dvar mitzvah, in many cases, are two sides of the same coin. Meaning, to be memana shliach for anything, you have to be the bailim, you have to have jurisdiction. Then you can farm out that jurisdiction. Like you can have somebody, you know, stand in your stead. But anything that is just physical or is not about authorization, it's just response, right, is lacking in jurisdiction to create a shlichus. For example, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, right, kol she'eshu b'shlichus yeshu b'tnai, kol she'eina b'shlichus eina b'tnai. We've discussed this many times, I think even last year. We learned Kedushin. What do you mean, kol she'eshu b'shlichus? Anything subject to shlichus is subject to a t'nai. Why? Right? What's the connection? So Tosa says in Ksuvis, ayin dalet amud aleph, the common denominator between making a shliach and imposing a t'nai is control. It's bailus. It's jurisdiction. If I'm in control of something, like I'm in control of my own destiny, who I want to marry, I decide this is the person I want to marry. Now the person has to agree, that's something else. But I'm talking about from my side, right? So I can try to make conditions, you know, because it's my will. And I can make a shliach, I can have somebody do it on my behalf, because it relates to me, because it's an area in which I have jurisdiction over my own rights. But any physical action or actions that, if they're not physical, are not in my control, they're not my jurisdiction, I don't have rights over them. I can't make a shliach, and I can't make a t'nai. For example, ein shliach, what is it? Why ein shliach? The Gemara says, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim. There are some people who take that as a kind of a technical argument. But others understand it in a very fundamental way, meaning divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim. The Rabbeinu Shlom said you're not allowed to do it, and you're appointing somebody to do it. The ability to appoint someone to act on your behalf is contingent on this being your domain, something that you have the right to do that connected somehow is an authorization that comes from you. You can't authorize somebody to do something that is not in your jurisdiction or that you don't have the right to do yourself. The same is true with certain mitzvos. You're obligated to do certain mitzvos, or certain mitzvos are just physical actions, so you can't farm them out because it's not a jurisdictional kind of a thing. Why am I telling you that? Just one more second. So maybe that's partly what's going on here. For example, there are some differences between shliach l'holacha neget and shliach l'kabbalah neget. Right, there are shlichus in both, but there's a lot of evidence in the Rambam and in other sources that shliach lekabbalah, and again, we've talked about this in the past, is a different kind of shlichus. Why? Because min haTorah, right? The get is bal korcha the isha, right? So it's hard to talk about appointing a shliach, right, in a domain in which there's no authorization. So it's a different kind of shlichus and has different dinim. The Rambam has a different explanation why the shlichus kabbalah of a get will not apply to a ketana. There's a different explanation why that's true. So the writer says, what are you talking about? Why don't you just quote the usual, atem gam atem l'rabo shulchachem? One of the things is that it's memayid, it excludes anybody who's not a bardas. What do you make up a new reason? But the answer is because a shliach l'kabbalah is a different kind of shliach. So basically, what the Ritva is saying here is, the difference between a mursha or an antler for a toveah and for a nitva is that the toveah is in control. And there's, you can appoint, he has jurisdiction, he's you know, claiming money, and he can also, you know, sell his right of collection, for example. And therefore he can appoint a collector, or appoint a representative for his collection. But a nitva, right, the defendant, he's trying to stave off, you know, someone else's jurisdiction. So he can't appoint a shliach. There's no lawyer. Yeah. There's a question? Yeah.
But that sort of obviates the whole question of reliability. It makes it turn
100%. That's what I'm trying to say. The Ritva is not
very technical.
Not technical. I think it's more formal. Formal, not technical. And that, 100%, that's the distinction we're making. For him, it all depends on, he says, the Torah says, V'yom d'shnei anashim b'din. It's a requirement. We need Bali Dinim, therefore we need somebody who really represents the Bali Din. In the Toveya, you can have a Shliach to do that, but not in the Nidva. Then Inad, the second answer he discusses, I'll come back to the other questions. One second. Aval Nidva, the Lekel Member, Hakitzaruchu, Lavala Bezdin, Oshish, Mushukhaim, Toveya. Fine. V'yeshnosnim od tam acher shema ha'antlar Yosef taina miyatzmo shel sheker. Another separate reason, right? Oh, yeshana miyatzmo, or, you know, he'll get too clever, he'll start to make changing the story or changing the strategy. The gamanitva meis panav shelo b'chnei baldino l'shanos mina emes, right? B'chein das k'tzas rishonim v'gam ramban mibali svar zu l'fi lashon perush. Aval, says the Ritva, Rabbi Menachor and Kosu de Nitva Memana Antler, Ushlucho Kemoso, Belifne Hashem Karina Bey. The Ritva and the Ra'ah are mavericks in this. The consensus view of the rest of the Chachmei Sfarad, Ramban, the Rajba, and so on, is that the only person who can appoint an Antler is a Kohen Gadol. And maybe in some versions of the Ritva, of the Rajba, the Isha, because she also has that, Kol Kvuda is like Mikidashta. But otherwise, a typical person, definitely a nitva, cannot appoint a lawyer. And the Ritva and the Ra'ah disagree. They're saying, no. In the end of the day, shlucho is kemoso, v'lifnei Hashem karina be. One more second. V'lishanus b'sheker lo chashina. We're not worried about it. Sha'anta lo yishana li yoschota v'lo lo. So on the one hand, the lawyer, right, doesn't have the obstacle of, you know, of owing this guy, of knowing, you know, that this guy did him a favor. So you don't have the benefit of any of them may as punim b'fnei balchovo. That's true. On the other hand, he doesn't have a financial interest. So what's his interest to lie about a matter that doesn't affect him? Right? So baldavar nami kvar hu yodea de b'shasa shua yitzarech lava lebezdin shena antla l'shua. When it comes to shua, the antla has to be there. The guy has to be there himself. V'chein nir b'yirusham v'negarsim perin kohen gadol. Amasha Shanina Koin Gadol Dun Vidunin Nicha Dun Dunin Oso Amai Vimana Antlar Haga Atzmacha She Shvua Olav Antla Lashvua Uperusho Vichiesh Antla Lashvua Dil Male Mimanin Antlar Chutzma Lashvua Bilvad. I'm sorry, the Alma, sorry. Mimanin Antlar Chutzma Shvua. Outside of the Shvua, you can have an Antlar. Vyesh Dochin Daudavka Bekoin Gadol Shein Kvod Olav Lebezdin. Why can't you just send the deposition court deposition guy to the Kohen Gadol also? Even for the nitva, hachi kamar, kol kvuna basmelach pnima, vein darka love lebezdin lemanos antler, mashein ken anashim rubam baim lebezdin, vein wrote some lemanos antler. This question of what's customary, right? The chain hayosa mori hara'ah halachal ma'isa b'chol yom. You can see this is really very practical. The chain omar mori harajba, even though we have rajbas that say the opposite, both in the tshuvas and in the chidushim. V'leka leminda minei Rambam lo dibra b'zeh klum b'chibur. Ah, is that really true that the Rambam didn't talk about this topic? Ah, I'll get that in a second. First, anybody have a question or we're good?
Yeah.
I don't understand here with it's only the antlar and the mitvar that can be made to Nahum, the Baldino, who shut up in the heavens. What about the Tovaya?
No, that's what I was saying before. Some people draw the line to distinguish between Toveya and Nitva for various reasons. They think that maybe you can have a lawyer for the Toveya, but not for the Nitva. Because the problem in an Emmaus is a bigger problem for the Nitva, or because the Toveya knows the case going in. He's in charge of it, the case. Meaning he is...
He's making the demand.
The Toveya is the one making the demands. So his strategy, he doesn't reveal his strategy to the defense. The defense, basically, is trying to anticipate, but they don't know where he's going. He's totally in control. He could tell the lawyer everything he wants to tell him. Right? The Nitva doesn't know where this case, or what the Toveya... I guess there's no... is it discovery that we call it?
Yeah, that's why you have
telling all those... lawyer programs, really. What? Right, but there's no discovery in halach.
In a bed.
I mean that for the other, as far as I know. I mean, right. So that's another distinction. So whether it's a formal distinction of shlichas, which I like best, who's a baldavar here? You need a baldavar. Shlichas also baldavar, only for Tobeya, not for nitva, or even for nitva. But the ritva and the ra'ah were very lax, meaning. They were very flexible about representatives. And the other Rishonim, many of them were not. Yeah.
Maybe you covered this before, but is she the needle in a capital case?
Say again?
Is she being judged in a capital case?
No, we're not talking about that.
So she has to appear in court?
Yeah. Presumably. That's what the question was earlier. You were asking earlier even in a criminal monetary case, like a Gazlan or a Chavala case. But certainly, as far as I know, and I was trying to explain, because the Nidon there is the Nidon. Yeah. It's part of the...
I didn't do the research, but why is the word Kavuda not Kavuda?
Well, that's what the Pasuk says.
Kavuda,
you want to know the Diktuk.
Yeah, why? Why is the word...
If I start speaking about this Diktuk now, we'll be here for a month. I wish. Okay. I'll look into it. I think it's a noun form. And it's not just a kavuda. That's what I think, my impression. It's kavuda, meaning it's a cheftza. Okay. But I'll check the... Okay, so let me just say one other thing. We have to stop, and we're not going to be here 2 weeks. I want to come to Kohen next Gemara. Let me just tell you one other thing. Did the Rambam really not say anything? So the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam has tshuvas about this, because it was a very practical issue. Let me just 2 points very quickly as we have. There's much more, but... The Ritva in Makos and Avzayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara there speaks about Mipin Velo Mipin Matur Gaman. Okay? So what does that mean? So the Gemara has a case, Hani, Luuzi, and Zayin Amar Aleph. There's a debate in the Rishonim whether the case is referring to Edim. When we say Mipin Velo Mipin Matur Gaman, we mean the Edim, or we mean the Baledinim. Who cannot use a Matur Gaman, a translator, or a representative? First of all, is a maturgaman the same as an antler, or is it just linguistic? Some of the poskim say, well, the Rambam says that maturgaman cannot be used by baledinim. So the Rambam did weigh in. No antler. Right? Some Rishonim say the Gemara is only talking about Edim. The Ritva in Makos says an amazing thing. He says, if the piyam v'lom piyam maturgaman, like the Rambam, applies even to Baledinim, says then the other Mipiyam should apply also to Baledinim. Mipiyam below Mipik Savam. So then you'd have a situation where not only can Baledinim not have lawyers, perhaps, but they can't write out their testimony either. It has to be oral presentation. Except, says the Ritva, and this is a big Kiddush, he says this about Edim and Baledinim, right? You can't send your testimony to court, written testimony. But let's say you're in court. Can you write out your testimony in court? You have a sore throat. You're nervous. You took a vow of silence. Right? Can you write out? So the Ritva's Mechadesh, that Mipim V'lom Piksavam, only means you're outside of Bezdin. Inside of Bezdin, that's your Dibur. Not everybody agrees. He says by Bali Din too. But what's fascinating is that the Ritva extended the Din, according to that Mandamar, of Mipim V'lom Mipi Maturgaman, Mipim V'lom Piksavam, meaning there's a way of Bali Dinim communicating in court, or maybe their representatives. All part of the more formal. So what's fascinating is the Rambam says Mipim V'lom Pim Turgaman applies to Bali Dinim. So how come the Ritva here says the Rambam never spoke about it? And many people do quote the Rambam and say that proves it's the Rambam. The answer is, some of the posts can say, there's a difference between a Maturgaman, right, when you're in court. Maybe the Rambam meant the opposite, in a way the opposite of the Ritva, except the application is all different. Not to writing, but to Maturgaman. Meaning, when you're in court, the Bezer wants to hear from you. Right? Mipim, v'lo mipim Maturgaman. But, does that mean that if you can't or don't want to come to court, you can't have a representative? So that's also part of the debate.
What about if you don't speak the language? How about if the...
What?
The Bali don't speak the language.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Don't they need a Maturgaman to...
So that, again, the... But remember also that part of the... The requirements of Sanhedrin is that they be people who don't have the Shabbos. But yeah, not kind of, if there's no other way to... Okay, so this is a very... What emerges is some important distinctions. Tobeya and Nitva. The difference between a court-appointed shliach or sofer and an antlar. Shliach be'edim. Does he have to be a mursha? Right? And in terms of kabod, kohen gadol, isha, kabod chacham. And, you know, which one is on which level. And lahalacha, whether or not, you know, which position we take. What about a maturgaman? What about me PM? So these are some of the Bali Dvarim issues. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up in 2 weeks with the next one.